con gente en inglés y ayudarles a mejorar.
I'm so jealous now, Adri. Oye, ¿y los participantes crees que han aprendido de verdad?
Oh my God, Julia, I swear.
Te prometo que nunca había visto algo así. Estaban un poco cortados al principio, no te voy a mentir. Pero después de un par de horas, todo cambió. Es una locura la forma en que mejoran su comprensión auditiva y sus habilidades orales en tan poco tiempo. Es una locura.
It's crazy.
Wow.
Lo sé, es como un curso de un año entero concentrado en 6 días. Y es tan reconfortante ver cómo mejoran los alumnos.
Wow, now I want to volunteer myself.
¿Y si se pudiera combinar una experiencia social y personal maravillosa con un programa único y eficaz para aprender inglés? Gracias a Vaughan Town, se puede. Este verano rodéate de nativos angloparlantes y lánzate a la piscina del inglés. Este verano, ven a Vaughan Town. Más información en el 911-335-833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Con Let's Cook te va a quedar un inglés rico, rico. Ya tienes Let's Cook en cualquiera de nuestras tiendas Vaughan o en vaughantienda.com. Consíguelo antes de que se enfríe.
Vaughan Radio Madrid 100.4 FM. Vaughan Radio English O'Clock con Julia.
Welcome to English O'Clock. My name is Julia, and here with me in the studio is Women Power, because there are six of us. Six girls are here with me. We start with Patri, and then there's Carlina, and Maman, and Marta.
Hello.
And then there's a very special guest, Claudia, is with us today. How
Hello.
Are you?
I'm great. How are you?
You have been on the radio. It's like home for you, right?
Well, I wouldn't quite say that. I've never had my own radio show or
but
anything.
But you're not nervous.
No,
not nervous.
Not really.
Okay. Well, you want to know what this is about, but I'm not going to tell you. All right. And there's somebody coming in here, Mario, so he completely ruined our little girl power session. No, but of course Mario is more than welcome. He's like, should I come in, should I not come in? Of course you should come in, Mario. You don't get to run away from us. You don't get to run away. All right, let's take a look at the first app question. The first app question is something that we talked about on Friday, I think, or Thursday. Marta was a little bit perplexed about this. And I want to know today how you say una patata frita. One. I'm not talking about patatas fritas. I'm not talking about unas patatas fritas. I'm not talking about una patata frita. I'm just talking patata frita. How do you say patata frita? And not in British English. I want to know how you say it in American English.
Pero de sartén.
Bueno, de sartén a freidora, Marta. It's the same thing. Yes, it is. You're talking to an author who wrote a cookbook. Se me pone a resamblar. All right, talk to me. Talk to me. Explain it to me. Please do. I'm all ears.
I'm still confused.
All right.
I've been searching for the word, but I am still confused.
Why are you confused?
About fried, cheap.
Okay. Okay, let me tell you one thing. And this is completely going to spoil our app question because obviously we're going to talk about it. Marta, patata frita, la pieza larga hecha de una patata que se fríe en aceite o en grasa is a French fry.
Right.
That's the only thing there is, especially in North American. In British English, you can say chip. But in American English, it's French fry. And the definition of a French fry, according to Oxford Learner's Dictionary, is a long, thin piece of potato fried in oil or fat. Mm-hmm. If the oil is in the frying pan, it's in the frying pan. If the oil is in the pot, it's in the pot. But it doesn't change the name of the patata frita, of the French fry. I don't know what you have in your head. I really don't. But it's really French, like the nationality. Mm-hmm. And then fry, F-R-Y.
Like the simply fries.
You can say fry, yeah. Hmm. You can say fry. Well, fries is one more. Well, two fries or three fries. One fry, F-R-Y, and fries, many fries, is F-R-I-E-S. Mm-hmm. Okay? And that's patata frita. That's patata frita. So you guys out there, you better have a 100% quota of correctness. Carolina, what can I do for you?
I was asking how to write fry.
How to spell.
To spell. Right, for writing.
Fry. F-R-Y.
I thought it was F-R-E...
I-E-S.
D.
Fried. Eso fried. Es frito.
Claro.
French Eso es fried. Frito. No. French fry. This is crazy. I had no idea this was such a difficult thing.
Kentucky fried chicken.
That's... Kentucky fried chicken es el chicken frito al estilo Kentucky. Mm-hmm. Fried is an adjective. Something is fried. A fried French fry is fried. Okay?
F-R-Y. It's like
one fry, una patata frita, is one French fry.
A many?
Fries. F-R-I-E-S.
Ah, okay.
Fries. One fry, two fries are fried.
This is getting French. Out of control.
Yes. This is spinning completely out of proportion.
Because this is the always that I see.
French fries.
Fries.
French fries. That's it. You can say fries or you can say French fries. But in any case, it is a long, thin piece of potato fried in oil or fat. Did that help you, Marta?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so this is the first app question. 81% got it wrong, so something must be very difficult about this. And remember, American English, not British English.
A lot of Martas out there.
A lot of, but I hope that we can actually clarify this because I had no idea this was so difficult, that it was such a confusing subject. Claudia, did you know that?
No, I didn't. I did not realize that. It's just what's probably. Oh, I might complicate things even more. But the problem with chips and crisps.
Oh yeah,
in English,
but that's British. British. Well, I don't even want to know about that. No, I do.
Never mind.
Yeah, no, it's true that as I said, there are different words to describe the same thing really in American and in British English, which is why specifically I'm saying American English, because this is the most common thing that you see. Even here, you would hardly ever say because the chips that you have. Spanish people may confuse that with the potato chips, con las patatas fritas de mesa that crisps. You eat with crisps. Exactly. We call them chips as well. So this is a whole different story. But for now, we just stick to patata frita as in French fry. And there goes 7 minutes of the program. Question mix. Were you cold yesterday? Patty, were you cold yesterday?
No, I wasn't.
Very good. And is Kansas a city or a state? Claudia? Is Kansas a city or a state?
It's a state.
Very good. And is Kansas a big or a small state?
It's a small state. Well, it's a medium state.
I'd say it's rather big.
Yeah,
it's a big state. And where in the U.S. is Kansas? Where in the U.S. is Kansas?
Kansas is in the south of the United States.
It's in the center.
In the center of the United States.
It's in the center of the United States. Very good. And is it near Ohio? Is it near Ohio, Patri?
No, it isn't.
No, it isn't. And I have never been to Kansas. Give me that in reported speech.
You said you hadn't been.
You had never been?
You had never been in Kansas.
To Kansas.
To
Kansas. You can say both. Repeat.
You said
you said that?
You said that you'd never been to Kansas.
To Kansas. Very good. And do you know what the capital of Kansas is, Mamen?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
The capital of Kansas is Topeka.
Topeka, very good. Mm-hmm. And Kansas has another name. Do you know what it is, Patri?
No, I don't.
Ask me. Ask me what its nickname is.
What is its nickname?
Very good. What is its nickname? Its nickname is the Sunflower State. Oh, Kansas, wow. Or the Sunflower State. Okay. And is Topeka more famous than Wichita?
I don't think so.
So?
Wichita is more famous than Topeka.
Very good. Which means?
Wichita isn't as famous as Topeka.
But that's the contrary of what Claudia said. Claudia, repeat your sentence. Which is more famous? Wichita or Topeka?
Wichita is more famous than Topeka.
So
Topeka.
Kansas is not as famous.
Topeka?
Topeka is not, is more famous.
Is less famous?
No, it's more.
No, Wichita is more famous.
Wichita is more famous than
Topeka.
Topeka.
Yes.
Okay, so Topeka is less famous than Wichita.
Very good. So Wichita?
Wichita isn't... Isn't as unknown as Topeka.
Very good. And the last one, Mario?
Topeka isn't as much famous as...
Isn't as famous as Wichita. Yes, very good. And how many people are there in Kansas, more or less? Padre, how many people are there in Kansas, more or less?
There are 5 million. 3 million.
3 million. Very good. It's the 33rd most populous state. And how long does it take you to spell Kansas? Carolina, how long does it take you to spell Kansas?
It will take me...
It takes me?
It takes me 5 seconds, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to try?
To do what?
To spell Kansas.
To spell Kansas. All right, off you go.
K?
Yeah, K?
K-A-N-S. S-A-S.
Very good. All right. Kansas. Excellent. And is Kansas a beautiful or an ugly state? Momen.
I don't know, but...
Oh, it's a sunflower state.
Yes, it must be a beautiful state.
It is a beautiful state. Very good. And are there a lot of sunflowers in Kansas?
Claudia? I guess there are.
You guess there are. Very good. And is there a beach in Kansas?
No, there isn't.
No, there isn't. Very good. And do you know a famous person who was born in Kansas, Patri?
No, I don't.
Do you know Modern Family?
Modern Family?
Yes. Do you know Cam?
Yes.
Eric Stone Street is his name, and he is from Kansas. Oh, okay. He is from Kansas. Dennis Hopper was also from Kansas, and Annette Bening. Annette Bening is also from Kansas. And ask me if I know anybody from Kansas. Mario.
Did you know anybody from Kansas?
Very good. Yes, Nancy Johnson, as a matter of fact, is from Kansas. And she's my close friend, you know. And is Kansas closer to Nebraska than Ohio? Is Kansas closer to Nebraska than Ohio?
No, it isn't. Kansas isn't closer to Nebraska than Ohio.
Which means...
Than Ohio.
That
Ohio is closer to Nebraska than Kansas.
No. Can you repeat your answer?
Nebraska.
Repeat your answer. No. We're comparing the distance from Kansas to Nebraska to the distance from Nebraska to Ohio. Okay, try again, Mamen.
No, Kansas isn't closer to Nebraska than Ohio.
Very good. Kansas isn't closer to Nebraska than Ohio.
So Ohio is...
Hang on, that's actually not true. Kansas is closer to Nebraska than Ohio.
I was saying that.
Well, you should have said something.
Yeah. wait a minute. Kansas isn't...
Kansas is... Look at the map. Kansas is closer to Nebraska than Ohio.
Yeah.
That's
Kansas
true.
Kansas is closer to Nebraska.
Than Ohio.
Than Ohio.
Very good. Which means, Mario?
Kansas is closer to Nebraska than Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
So...
yes. It's true.
So Ohio isn't as, I really don't know.
Ohio isn't as close to Nebraska?
To Nebraska as
Kansas. Yes. Repeat.
Well, that's a nightmare.
That's a nightmare, but we've been practicing that the whole last week.
I can't picture the
Okay, take a look at the map. Take a look at the map. So try again. Is Kansas closer to Nebraska than Ohio? Yes, Kansas is closer to Nebraska than Ohio.
Than Ohio.
Which means...
So Ohio is further away
from
Nebraska than Kansas.
Than Kansas. Very good. Patri?
Which means that Kansas isn't as far away from Nebraska as Ohio.
Very good. Which means, Mamen? Ohio isn't?
Ohio isn't as close to Kansas as Nebraska.
To Nebraska?
I know. Ohio isn't as close to Nebraska as Kansas.
Yes. All right. Now, we leave it here. I prepared this exercise for a little bit further down the show because I feel that you still have difficulties with it. And it's really easy when you think of it.
Yeah.
Anyways, is Kansas south of Nebraska or north of Nebraska? Carolina.
Kansas is north of Nebraska.
Kansas, not Nebraska. Is Kansas north of Nebraska or south of Nebraska?
Kansas is south of Nebraska.
Very good. Kansas is south of Nebraska. Very good. And are there any national parks in Kansas, Claudia?
Yes, there are.
Very good. And what's the most populated city in Kansas?
The most populated city maybe is Wichita.
Wichita, very good, very good. And would you like to go to Kansas, Padre?
You think would?
Yes, I
would.
Yes, I would. Very good. And ask me if there are any tornadoes in Kansas.
Are there any tornadoes?
Tornadoes?
Say that again, please.
Tornadoes.
Tornadoes?
Mm-hmm.
In Kansas?
Yes, there are. Yes, there are. Very good. And is Kansas City in Kansas, Mario?
No, it isn't.
Do you know where it is?
No, I don't.
It's in Missouri. I had no idea. I thought Kansas City was in Kansas. Well, it's not. It's in Missouri. And what state? Say what, Carolina?
In the map, you can see Kansas City inside the Kansas state.
All right, let's check again. Like qué desafiantes son mis alumnos hoy. Kansas City.
In my map?
On my map. All right. Kansas City es una ciudad ubicada en el condado de Jackson al oeste del estado estadounidense de Missouri. De Missouri. Because I checked, I was like, oh, it must be in Kansas. It's not. It's not. No, I know. But it, just because it's written in the state doesn't mean that's, it, well, maybe it's just a point. I don't know. But it's not in Kansas, it's in Missouri.
Missouri.
And what states is Kansas bordered by, Marta?
Kansas is bordered by Missouri, Nebraska,
Missouri, mm-hmm.
Nebraska,
mm-hmm.
Colorado,
mm-hmm.
Oklahoma.
And Oklahoma. Can you tell me what's north of Kansas?
Nebraska is north of Kansas.
Very good. And east, Claudia?
Colorado is east of Kansas.
That would be west.
Sorry. Missouri is east of Kansas.
Very good. And in the south, south of Kansas, we have?
Oklahoma is south of Kansas.
Very good. And west, Patri, what do we have to the west?
Colorado is west of Kansas.
Very good. And how long is the flight from New York to Topeka last?
Flight from New York to Topeka lasts 2 hours.
2.5 hours?
2.5 hours.
Very good. And who has never been to Kansas? You, me, or Marta?
None of us have ever been to Kansas.
Very good. And are there any direct flights from Madrid to Wichita?
No, there aren't.
No, there aren't. Very good. And ask me where in Kansas Dennis Hopper was born.
Where in Kansas Dennis Hopper?
What? Yeah.
Dennis Hopper was born?
Again?
Where in Kansas Dennis Hopper was born?
Patri. And that was? What's up with that was?
Where
in Kansas
was Dennis
Hopper
born?
Very good. He was born in Dodge City. Now, Dennis Hopper died in 2010. I had no idea, actually. I found out this morning. I am 33, so how old was I when Dennis Hopper died? How old was I when Dennis Hopper died?
He died in?
He died in 2010.
2010
seven years ago. I'm 33.
So you were 26 years old when Dennis Hopper died.
When Dennis Hopper died. Very good. And does Kansas have cold winters, Marta?
No, it hasn't. Yes, it has.
Yes, it has. Fantastic.
Nuestros profesores están deseando darte clase. ¿Y tú? ¿No estás deseando venir a conocerlos? Busques lo que busques, tenemos un curso y un profe para ti. Prueba nuestro buscador de cursos en grupobaugan.com o llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ofreceremos una solución que se adapte a tus necesidades. 91-133-5833 o grupobaugan.com.
¿Eres de los que en verano, cuando llega el calor, dices hot o heat?
Si has pensado hot o aún no tienes la respuesta, necesitas mejorar tu inglés. Pero tranquilo, este verano, when the heat comes, tienes una gran oportunidad para conseguirlo. Apúntate a los cursos intensivos de inglés de Vaughan. Descubre la eficacia de un método que te reta y te sorprende y con el que sí es posible mejorar tu inglés en poco tiempo. Llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com. Do you Vaughan?
I'm so excited to share this news with you. I've got a new book. It's called English on the Go. Aprende Inglés Viajando por el Mundo. And it's a book where I'll take you on a trip to 30 different cities and we'll discover fascinating things and improve our English along the way.
Aprende Inglés Viajando por el Mundo. El nuevo libro de Alberto Alonso.
All aboard! English on the Go.
Aprende Inglés Viajando por el Mundo. El nuevo libro de Alberto Alonso. Ya a la venta en vaughantienda.com, en delegaciones o en nuestra tienda en grupovaughan.com.
Con Let's Cook te va a quedar un inglés rico, rico. Ya tienes Let's Cook en cualquiera de nuestras tiendas Vaughan o en vaughantienda.com. Consíguelo antes de que se enfríe.
All right, what is the 15th largest state in the U.S., Patrick?
Maybe Kansas.
Maybe Kansas, very good. Again?
Kansas is the 15th largest state in the United States.
Largest state? No.
Largest state.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas is the largest state in the United States.
Very good. And is Kansas worth visiting, Carolina? Is it worth visiting?
I think so.
Oh, very good. So the short answer is yes?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Very good. And can you pinpoint where Kansas is on the map, Mario?
Yes, I can.
Very good. And ask me what the weather is like in Topeka right now. Moment.
What's the weather like in Topeka right now?
It's raining and 13 degrees, so not very nice. Yeah. And how long does it take to drive from Wichita to Topeka?
It takes 2 hours to drive from Wichita to Topeka.
To Topeka, very good. And how many Topekas are there in the States? Mario, take a guess.
How many Topekas?
Mm-hmm.
So there are more than one.
There are more than one, yeah.
There are, let's say, 3 Topekas.
There are actually 4. So there is one Topeka in Mississippi, one Topeka in Kansas, Topeka, Indiana, and Topeka, in Illinois. So there are 4 in total. And am I still talking about Topeka? Patrick?
Yes, you're still talking about Topeka.
Very good. And have I stopped talking about Kansas yet?
No, you haven't stopped talking about Kansas yet.
Very good. And would you go to Kansas if I bought you a ticket, Claudie?
Oh, yes, I definitely would.
Very good. Very good. Let's take a look at some translating years. So I'm going to give you the year in Spanish, and you're going to translate it to me in English. So the first one is 1645. Patri.
1645.
Very good. 1871. Mario.
1871.
Very good. 1999. Mamen.
1999.
Very good. 1743. Carolina.
1743.
Very good. 972.
972.
Yeah, or 972.
972.
2055.
2055.
Or?
2055.
2055. Very good. 530, Patri.
530.
Very good. 1440, Carolina.
1444.
14?
1444.
1440.
Ah, 1440.
1440, very good. 1367.
1377.
1367.
13?
67. 1367. 67, very good. 1004.
1004.
1004, very good. 1220, Mario.
1220.
That's yes. It. Very good. And 2071. 2071. Claudie.
Again. Well, 2071 or 2071.
Very good. 2071 or 2071. And speaking of Claudia, now, Claudia is an editor. And she is here with us today because she has just finished working on a really fun book called Inglés para Ligar, right?
Yes.
Good. And tell us a little bit about the book. So it's obviously not about cars or, I don't know, sports. What is it about? What is it about?
Well, I like this music. Thanks, Tino. So the book is about falling in love, mm-hmm. you know, flirting, obviously dating, relationships, and you know, the title is not only Inglés para Ligar, mm-hmm. it's also like the subtitle, let's say, is Y todo lo que viene después.
Oh, okay.
So it's almost like a journey that starts, you know, at, you know, where you meet someone.
In a bar, for example. Or wherever. Mm-hmm.
You know, things that you can say to chat someone up. Uh-huh. Like chat up lines, frases uh-huh. para ligar. Mm-hmm. All the English you need in all kinds of situations mm-hmm. that have to do when, you know, you meet someone and want to maybe message them later. Also, there's a chapter on social media. Because, mm-hmm. You know, nowadays...
Well, everybody's connected.
Everyone's flirting on social media. Mm-hmm. So, well, only the single people, I hope. Anyway. and then, yeah.
And so how does it have chapters, sections, or what is it like? Like, you open the book and what do you see?
So you see that it's divided into 15 chapters. Mm-hmm. And there are three main parts. So in each part, there are five chapters. And in the first part, like I said, it's all about, you know, meeting someone, you fancy someone, you know, all the feelings that you have and, you know, talking about someone you fancy and mm-hmm. Describing people, then actually talking to them, mm-hmm. Social media. And also, you know, when you meet someone and, you know, you get to the point where, oh, I really want to see you again. Like, what do you say? Mm-hmm. Here's my number. Or can I have your number? You know, things that...
So that awkward moment, really, yes, because it's never really pleasant because you don't know what to say.
Yeah, and I mean, it's difficult even in your own language.
Right,
so,
right.
And in English, you know, we're trying to make things easier mm-hmm. in that respect.
I love the music in the background. Yes.
And also, what is important to note is that it's a book mainly about the English that you need in different situations. Mm-hmm. And it's not like a guide. We're not going to...
Teach you
how to flirt.
Yeah.
We give you the English you need.
Yeah, exactly. So give us a couple of sections, because I'm sure there are sections in the book.
Yes.
So you have like translation or vocab or fun expressions.
Yes.
Or what else can students expect?
So we're, you know, it's full of humor and, you know, we play with a little bit of sexual innuendos. Like mm-hmm. we have a little grammar section in each chapter, which is called the G-spot, el punto G de gramática, mm-hmm. which, you know, is really about grammar, but, you know, taught in a fun way.
Right.
And, that has something to do with the topic. Mm-hmm. And then we have little subsections explaining, for example, pronunciation points that are called oral tips. Mm-hmm. And then mm-hmm. there's a sexy slang, which, mm-hmm. you know, some kind of slang, English slang vocabulary that has to do with the situation, mm-hmm. Which could be, I don't know, for example, to pull someone, which is very common in British English, mm-hmm. where we say, you know, I pulled the girl mm-hmm. at a bar last night.
Okay.
Stuff like that. So,
all right.
It's a lot of fun.
Interesting. Right. And this Wednesday, you're actually going to be presenting this book.
Yes.
The book launch is happening this Wednesday. And you brought us a double ticket.
Yes.
You brought us a double ticket. So we have a double ticket here and it can be yours. But in order to win the tickets, what you have to do is you have to get into Twitter at English_clock, and we're going to launch, well, during the break, we're going to launch a question, and the first person to translate that question, well, the sentence really, gets the two tickets. Okay, so get on Twitter at English_clock, and we're going to be launching the sentence you're supposed to translate during the break, and then in 15 minutes we'll give you the winner. So stay tuned, we'll be right back after the break.
Baugan Radio Madrid 100.4 FM. Esto es lo que pasa cuando te encuentras con tu profesora Baugan al salir de la ducha.
La 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 la.
Hello there.
Ah, Julia, pero ¿qué haces aquí?
In English, Patri, ask me what I'm doing here.
What are you doing here?
Nothing. I just popped in to say hi.
Well, this is a bit weird.
Yeah, whatever. Are you ready for an English class?
Why not?
Cool. Ask me how often I have a shower.
How often do you have a shower?
I have a shower every day. Now ask me how often I brush my teeth.
How often do you brush your teeth?
I brush my teeth 3 times a day. Now ask me how often I comb my hair.
How often do you comb your hair?
Comb.
How often do you comb your hair?
Very good. I comb my hair 2 times a day. Ask me how often I get my nails done.
How often do you get your nails done?
I get my nails done 1 a month. Now ask me how often I use moisturizing lotion.
How often do you use moisturizing lotion?
Moisturizing.
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 Better. I use moisturizing lotion 1 a day. Now ask me how often I straighten my hair.
How often do you straighten
¿Te gustaría
your hair?
Hacer un curso en el que practiques inglés desde que te levantas hasta que te acuestas? Entonces te gustará hacer uno de nuestros cursos intensivos residenciales. Mucho más que un programa de clases de inglés. Aquí convives durante 5 días con tus profesores Vaughan. Si quieres que tu inglés dé un salto de calidad brutal en un tiempo récord, pregunta por nuestros intensivos residenciales en el 91-133-5833. También disponible en versión fin de semana. Infórmate en el 91-133-5833.
Vaughan Radio Madrid 100.4 FM.
Escucha, descubre, aprende. Esto es Vaughan Radio.
Estás escuchando English O'Clock con Julia.
Hello and welcome back to the second half of English O'Clock. And as we promised before the break, we just launched the sentence that you have to translate if you want to come to this amazing event we're planning on Wednesday. It's the book launch of English para Ligar that Claudia edited, and she's here with us. So she yes. told us a little bit about what the book is about. And Claudia, why don't you tell us what the sentence to translate is?
The sentence is... Fue un flechazo.
Fle.
How do we say that in English?
Don't say fle un flechazo, you say fue un flechazo. And how do you say that in English? Exactly. Mm. How do you say that in English? I'm just going to check if people answered so far, because I'm very interested in if people know how you say flechazo. It's not super easy.
No, it's not. No,
well,
no.
We're not giving away, you have to know it. You have to know. You think you know.
The literal translation is another thing.
Exactly. Exactly. It has nothing to do with arrow.
Nothing.
It has nothing to do with arrow. So we'll be checking that in a while, and let's see who wins. But before that, we're going to practice the vocabulary list 25, but from booklet 1. So it should be super, 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 super easy for you. The first one is cantidad o importe, Patri.
Amount.
Amount. Very good. Cerca de.
Near to.
Oh. Venga, Julia se va. Hasta luego.
Oh, wow.
¿Por qué me merezco eso? ¿Qué he hecho?
You don't deserve it.
It's Monday.
No.
Mamen. Yeah. Let's rewind and pretend this never happened.
She wanted to say close to. That's why.
I was about to say close to.
Yeah, and then in the last moment, your brain said, I'm just going to play a trick on her.
Nobody is going to forget this.
Oh. No, so how do you say cerca de?
Near.
Near or...
Close to.
Yes. But do not make the same mistake as Mamen did.
No.
It's not near to.
No.
Which is exactly why I always torture you with those sentences with, is Madrid closer to Barcelona than... And then Toma, coge y lo dice mal. It's okay, I forgive you. Referente a.
Regarding.
Or.
Concerning.
Concerning, very good. Cortina.
Curtain,
very good. Profundo. Claudia.
Deep,
very good. Departamento, Gardina. Department. That's it, department. Eficaz.
Effective,
very good. Todo el mundo.
Everyone,
very good. Ejercicio, Claudis.
Exercise,
very good. Experto.
Expert,
very good. Nieto.
Grandson,
very good. Griego.
Greek.
Yes, Greece is Grecia, but the nationality is Greek. Griego is Greek. Yogurt griego, Greek yogurt, for example. Carretera o autovía, Marta?
Motorway.
Say what?
Motorway
or?
Highway.
Highway, very good. Esperanza. Lo que acabo de perder.
Hope.
Oh, very good. Inflación. Moment.
Inflation.
I'm joking.
Inflation too.
What did you say, Mario?
Nothing.
He said inflation too.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. ¿Cómo o al igual que? Patri. It's what you constantly put on Facebook.
Like.
Como al igual que is like. Very good. Poder o potencia, Marta.
Potential.
Or power. That's it. Prioridad.
Priority.
Very good. Llegar.
To arrive.
Very good. Olvidar.
To forget.
Very good. Crecer.
To grow.
Very good. Aumentar. Mamen.
No. Wait.
You didn't say anything wrong.
Aumentar.
To increase. That's it. Very good. Durar.
To last.
Very good. Amar o querer, Claudia. Because we are here with Ligar, Inglés para Ligar. How do you say amar o querer?
To love.
Very good. What about my favorite one to ask, Patri? Empujar, Patri.
To push.
Very good. And tirar?
To pull.
Very good. Now, on Twitter, Leticia Fontana on Friday, I tweeted that whatever you have difficulties in terms of grammar, you could ask us and I would prepare a little drill for it. And Leticia did just that. And she said, ¿cuándo usar to you, for you, to me? And then she says, uff, me atraganto una yudica. All right. So we prepared something for you, Leticia. And it's actually really, really, really easy, because to you is a ti, while for you is para ti. Okay, so I came up with 10 sentences that we're going to translate, and let's see if that makes it clear for you. So, tengo un regalo para ti. Marta, tengo un regalo para ti.
I have a present for you.
Very good. I have a present for you. Para ti. Very good. Cumpleaños a ti.
Happy birthday to you.
Very good. Happy birthday to you. Feliz cumpleaños a ti. Very good. Happy birthday to you. Gracias a ti, conseguí el trabajo.
Thanks to you, I got the job.
Very good. Gracias a ti, thanks to you, I got the job. Very good. Hay una carta para ti en recepción.
There is a letter for you at reception.
Very good. There is a letter for you at reception. Esto no es difícil para mí.
This isn't difficult for me.
Very good. This isn't difficult for me. Para mí. Very good. No quiero hablar contigo. Marta, no quiero hablar contigo.
I don't want to talk to you.
Very good. I don't want to talk to you. But talk needs that too. That it needs it. You can't say, I want to talk you. That's wrong. Talk is one of those verbs that needs to be accompanied by to. I don't want to talk to you. Historia es difícil para ella. Carolina, historia es difícil para ella.
History is difficult for her.
Very good. History is difficult for her. Ella no le quiere escuchar a él. Patri.
She doesn't want to listen to him.
Very good. She doesn't want to listen to him. So we have, again, a verb that needs that too. You can't say, I'm listening you. I'm listening to you. So ella no quiere escucharle a él. She doesn't want to listen to him. Hay una taza para mí.
Is there a
A glass for me. No, a cup for me.
Or a mug.
A mug for me.
Very good. Is there a mug for me? Para mí. Mm. No, gracias a ti.
No, thanks to you.
Thanks to you or thank you. That's the one that does not really need the two. No, thank you or no, thanks to you. Okay? So I hope, Leticia, this makes it clear how to use or when to use to you, a ti, and for you, para ti. Phew, nationalities. What nationality are people from Peru? Carolina.
Okay, I'm going to try to remember it.
Mm-hmm.
People. People from Peru.
Peru.
Peru are mm-hmm. Peruvian.
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 With V, right?
Yes.
Peruvian.
Perfect. People from
people
Peru.
People from Peru are Peruvian.
Peruvian. Not Peruvian. There is no Perrin in there. Peruvian.
Peruvian.
That's it. People from Peru are Peruvian. Try once more.
People from Peru are Peruvian.
Very good. What nationality are people from Mongolia? Claudia, what nationality are people from Mongolia?
The people from Mongolia are Mongolian.
Mongolian, very good. And what nationality are people from Argentina?
People from Argentina are Argentinian.
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 Again.
People from Argentina are Argentinian.
Very good. Argentina.
Argentina?
That's it. Are you, yeah?
Argentinian.
Argentinian.
No. People from Argentina.
No, not Argentina, but Argentina.
Argentina mm-hmm. are Argentinian.
Argentinian.
Tinian.
That's it. Again.
People from Argentina are Argentinian.
Very good. What nationality are people from Norway, Mario?
People from Norway are...
Who just whispered Norwegian into the microphone?
And it's Norwegian.
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 I'm sorry. Norwegian. Okay. Some people from Norway are Norwegian.
Norwegian. Very good. And what nationality are people from the Czech Republic?
People from the Czech Republic are Czech.
Czech. Very good. And what nationality are people from Switzerland? What nationality are people from Switzerland?
People from Switzerland.
People from?
From Switzerland are Swiss.
Swiss. Switzerland.
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 I need you to say the final D. Even if it's just a soft T sound, Switzerland.
Switzerland.
What you're saying is Switzerland.
Switzerland.
That's it. Switzerland.
Switzerland.
Very good. Again.
People from...
From
Switzerland.
Don't worry.
People from...
From Switzerland.
Switzerland are Swiss.
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 Swiss. Menos mal que no te ha tocado a ti, Patrick. Patrick was like, true. Why don't you repeat? Why don't you repeat?
People from Switzerland are Swiss.
And Liechtenstein?
No.
No, I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm not going to ask that. What nationality are people from Sweden?
People from Sweden are Swedish.
Are Swedish. Very good. What nationality are people from Austria?
People from Austria are Austrian.
Very good. And what nationality are people from Australia?
People from Australia are Australian.
Australian. Very good. And what nationality are people from Holland? What nationality are people from Holland?
People from Holland are Dutch.
Are Dutch. Very good. And what nationality are people from Switzerland, Carolina?
People from Switzerland are Swiss.
Are Swiss. Very good. Very good. And how many people are there in the studio right now? Patri, how many people are there in the studio right now?
There are 7 people in the studio right now.
Very good. And how many hours of sun do we get, more or less? Marta, how many hours of sun do we get, more or less?
We get around 10 hours of sun.
All right. Very good. And how many days does February normally have? Claudia?
It normally has 28 days.
Very good. And how many leaves are there on a tree, Patri?
Leaves?
Yes.
There are a lot of leaves. In a tree?
In a tree, inside the tree?
No, on the tree. On the tree.
Again.
There are a lot of leaves on the tree.
Very good. And how much time is there in one day? How much time is there in one day?
24 hours.
There are?
There are 25 hours.
24. In mine, there are 24. How did you do this?
Yes, that's right. 24 hours in a day.
In one day. Very good.
One day.
And how much water is there in a 2-liter bottle?
There is
There are?
There are two liters of water.
2 liters of water.
There are 2 liters of water in a 2 liter bottle.
Bottle. Very good. And how much milk do you drink a day, Mario?
I don't drink any milk a day.
A day. Very good. And how many children are there in your family? Claudia, how many children are there in your family?
There are about 3 children in my family.
Very good. And how much time do you have for yourself per day?
I have 2 hours for me in a day.
Per day?
Per day.
Very good. And how many books do you read every month?
Every month?
Mm-hmm.
I read 1 or 2 books every month.
Very good. And how much money would you like to win in the lottery? Marta?
I wouldn't like to win the lottery.
Any money?
No.
Okay, very good. And how much food do you eat in 1 week, Mario?
But she has to say why, because that's an answer. That's a surprising answer.
Because she's
answer.
Happy with her life as it is. Not yeah. everybody wants to win the lottery.
For her.
That's wow. nice.
That's
I like it.
Yeah.
Like your answer.
Okay, Mario, how much money would you like to win?
I would like to win at least $20 million.
At least dollars.
Dollars, yes.
And then translated into euros, it would be probably like 15,000.
Maybe
15 million.
Yes, that's the amount I need.
Okay, yes. You need.
I have Mario. Plans,
yes. And how much food do you eat in 1 week, Carolina? How much food do you eat in 1 week?
I eat in a week maybe 10 kilos of food.
Okay, very good. And how many calories are we supposed to eat in 1 day? Claudia, how many calories are we supposed to eat in 1 day?
I'm not sure. Is it 2,000?
For women, it is.
Yes. Okay. So we're supposed to eat around 2,000 calories a day.
Very good. And how many courses does a 4-course meal have? Marta?
A 4-meal has...
A four-course meal
mm-hmm. has four courses.
Very good. And now is the time to look at Twitter. Claudia, do you want to come over?
Yes, please.
And see it who answered correctly. So I think the person to answer correctly is Mr. Houses. And he wrote what?
He wrote, it was love at first sight.
And is that correct?
Yes.
That's correct.
All right, Mr. Houses, you won the 2 tickets to our book launch. And we're talking about the book launch of Inglés para Ligar. It's actually this Wednesday. This Wednesday here in Madrid. So I hope you're here in Madrid. So I'm going to text you later on. And then when we can send you the invitation, you can come and bring someone. So this is going to be a lot of fun. Are you looking forward to it, Claudia?
Yes, very much so.
So you prepared like really fun activities
yes.
and games.
And also, can I say that Patri and maybe Mario will be there? We'll do some fun activities. Teaching English.
Uh-huh. Let's see.
Uh-huh. Teaching or learning English, yeah, probably.
Yes. You never know.
You never
or French
know.
Even.
Ooh, fantastic.
¿Será Nueva York o tal vez Sevilla? A lo mejor es Reykjavik. Sigue las pistas que Alberto te irá diciendo a lo largo del programa y averigua de qué ciudad se trata. Y si eres de los que no puedes parar, continúa viajando con English on the Go, el nuevo libro de Alberto Alonso. A la venta en tiendas Vaughan, delegaciones o en la sección de tienda en grupovaughan.com. Hay sonidos que despiertan la curiosidad, estimulan tu cerebro, te llenan de energía, frecuencias que te sorprenden, con la que aprenderás siempre algo nuevo, con unas notas de ironía y humor, con vuestra participación, por supuesto, siempre muy importante, y un toque pianísimo para armonizar la tarde. The Sound of English, con David Guedel, de lunes a viernes a las 14 horas.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana? Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready to start the class?
apúntate a los cursos intensivos de inglés de Vaughan. Descubre la eficacia de un método que te reta y te sorprende y con el que sí es posible mejorar tu inglés en poco tiempo. Eso sí, tendrás que esforzarte. Entra en grupovaughan.com. ¿Do you Vaughan?
Mr. Houses, if you're listening to us, you see, Marta has no plans for Wednesday at 8 o'clock in the evening.
Oh, we're already flirting here.
And now she pretends to drink because she doesn't want to say anything. Come on, Marta, say something. Hi, my name is Marta. She dropped everything. Her phone fell.
Just contact us and I'll give you my number.
Ooh. This is, I love this. Maybe English O'Clock can turn into like this flirt show. You know, we had Patty and her dude.
Let's just hope Mr. Houses isn't 12 years old, isn't it?
Oh, no. No, I don't think he is. All right, let's take a look at before, after, and between. And we're going to do that with months and days. So, what's after January? This has to be really quick because you know that.
February is after January.
Very good. What's before May?
Before May is April.
Very good. Or April is before May.
April is before May.
Very good. What's after Saturday? What's after Saturday?
After Saturday is Sunday.
Very good. It's more natural to say Sunday is after Saturday. Repeat.
Sunday is after Saturday.
Very good. What's after Monday, Marta? Mr. Houses is after Monday.
Tuesday is after Monday.
Very good. Tuesday is after Monday. Very good. What's before December?
In November is before December.
Say what?
November is before December.
Very good. And what's before Friday?
Thursday is before Friday.
Very good. And what's before April?
May is before. Before is March.
March.
Is before April.
Very good. What's before July?
August.
Before.
June is before July.
Very good. And what's between Monday and Wednesday?
Tuesday is between Monday and Wednesday.
Very good. And what's between July and September?
August is between July and September.
Very good. And what's between Saturday and Monday?
Me.
Yes. I hope you're not between Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Carolina, Sunday.
Yeah. Sunday is in between.
Is between?
Between, what did I say?
Saturday?
Saturday and Monday.
And Monday. Very good. And what's between September and November, Marta?
October is in between.
Between.
In between.
Between.
Between Danda, but you can say in between.
Yes, but I'm asking the one.
Okay, I forgot for October.
What? Yes.
October is between November and September.
September and November.
September and November.
Very good. Once more.
October is between September and November.
Very good. And now I promised you this exercise with as, then, etc. But we're going to make it a lot more visual because we're going to do it with animals. And we're going to talk only about the adjective big and small. Only. So you get to know the dynamic of the exercise. So is a mouse bigger than an elephant, Patri?
No, it isn't.
Very good. Go ahead.
A mouse isn't bigger than an elephant.
Very good. Which means?
Which means that an elephant is bigger than a mouse.
Very good. Which means a mouse?
A mouse is smaller than an elephant.
Than an elephant.
Than an elephant. An elephant.
Very good. Which means?
It means that a mouse isn't as big as an elephant.
Very good. Which means?
An elephant isn't as small as mouse.
As a mouse. Very good. Is a tiger bigger than a giraffe, Claudie? Is a tiger bigger than a giraffe?
No, a tiger isn't bigger than a giraffe.
Very good. Which means, Amen?
A giraffe is bigger than a tiger.
Which means, Marta?
A tiger is smaller than a giraffe.
Giraffe. Very good. Which means, Patri?
Which means that a tiger isn't as big as a giraffe.
Very good. Which means, Carolina, a giraffe?
A giraffe isn't as big as a tiger.
A giraffe isn't as small as
a giraffe.
Very good. As small?
as small as giraffe.
As a giraffe.
As a giraffe.
As a giraffe. Very good. And is an ant bigger than a tarantula? Okay. Is an ant bigger than a tarantula?
No, an ant isn't bigger than a tarantula.
Very good. Which means, Patri?
Which means that a tarantula is bigger than an ant.
Very good. Which means, Marta?
An ant isn't as bigger, as big as a tarantula.
So it's?
Smaller.
It's smaller than?
A tarantula.
Very good. Which means, Claudia, a tarantula isn't?
Isn't as small as an ant.
Very good. And an ant isn't?
An ant isn't as big as a tarantula.
Very good. Is a butterfly bigger than a bird? Is a butterfly bigger than a bird?
No, a butterfly isn't as bigger.
Isn't bigger?
Isn't bigger as
than?
Than a bird.
Again.
No.
Butterfly?
A butterfly isn't bigger than.
Isn't?
Isn't bigger than a butterfly.
Bird.
Bird.
Bird. A butterfly isn't bigger than a bird. Again.
A butterfly isn't bigger than a bird.
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 Very good. Which means, Patri?
Which means that a bird is bigger than a butterfly.
Than a butterfly, which means, Mamen?
A butterfly is smaller than a bird.
Very good. Which means, Marta?
A bird isn't as small as a butterfly.
And, Mario?
A butterfly isn't as big as a bird.
Isn't as big as a bird. Very good. And the last one. Is a teaspoon bigger than a tablespoon? Is a teaspoon bigger than a tablespoon, Claudia?
No, it's not. Yes, it is.
No,
no, wait. I'm confused.
Claudia was flirting with someone. I don't know. is a teaspoon bigger than a tablespoon?
No, it's not.
All right, whole sentence. A teaspoon?
A teaspoon is smaller than...
Isn't bigger?
Isn't bigger, sorry, isn't bigger than a tablespoon.
Very
I'll
good.
Repeat.
Yes, please.
A teaspoon isn't bigger than a tablespoon.
Very good, which means?
A tablespoon is bigger than a teaspoon.
Very good.
A teaspoon is smaller than a tablespoon.
Very good, Carolina.
A tablespoon isn't as small as a teaspoon.
Very good, but not as small. As small, no.
As small.
As small.
As small.
That's it.
Altogether.
All together. Longer. Try again.
A table tea.
What is a table tea? You have a floor tea, a chair tea, a table tea.
What was the beginning?
Teaspoon. A teaspoon. A teaspoon or a tablespoon, either
a
one.
A teaspoon isn't as small as a...
As big as a... I think you said a tablespoon isn't...
A teaspoon isn't as small...
As
no,
big?
As bigger as...
As big?
As big as... Spoon tea?
Tablespoon.
Tablespoon.
Yes. A teaspoon isn't as big as a tablespoon. Which means, Patri?
Which means that a tablespoon isn't as small as a teaspoon.
Very good. So which one is bigger, Mario?
A tablespoon, definitely.
Definitely. Without a shadow of a doubt. Very good. Now, we don't have time to do any more vocabulary or translation or maps or irregular verbs or whatever I had planned. But I completely forgot to reveal the mystery of the patata frita after the first break, before the first break. So I wanted to know how you say patata frita in American English. And there is a picture of una sola patata frita in your app question. And 29% of you guys got it right. The other ones got it wrong. And I'm just checking the answers. And people said French fries, which is correct, but it's patatas fritas. French fry is correct, but you have to spell it correctly, not French fry as an F-R-I-E. Then there are people who said chip or chips. But that's not American. So the correct answer, of course, is French, the nationality. French fry, that is the correct answer. And it's spelled French, like the nationality, and fry, F-R-Y. French fry. All right, that's it for today. You guys out there have a wonderful afternoon. Thank you, Claudia, for being here and talking to us about English para ligar. Very, very fun topic. And yeah, that's it for today. Have a wonderful afternoon, and we'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Bye-bye.